Today, we're going to talk about something you may not think is associated with your back, but it often is. That's the problem of headaches. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Often, the cause of headaches can be traced to somewhere besides the head, can it?
Yeah, you know, headaches are tough, Scott. You know, first off, it's important that we determine what type of headache that we have. And, you know, there are three types of headaches that we typically see here in our clinic. The first type of headache is it's more of a tension type headache. The primary source of the headache is likely going to be something muscular. Something's tight, the fascia on the back of the skull, in the neck, you know, there's muscular tension somewhere. So the first type of headache is going to be a tension headache or tension type headache. The second one, okay, stay with me, cervicogenic, okay? That's a big fancy word for meaning it's likely, you know, resulting from somewhere or stemming from your neck. Cervicogenic means a headache related just throughout the neck. The primary source of this headache is in the joints of the upper cervical or upper neck region. You might develop limitations with range of motions and also, you know, some muscular tightness as well. So kind of a blend there. You might have some tension in the muscles, but also there might be a mechanical restriction in those vertebra or those joints in the upper neck. And then the last type, probably the most common that a lot of folks associate headaches with, is the migraine type headache. You know, and these get very tricky because the primary source of this headache is it's likely vascular. There might, you know, it's a blood flow issue. You might have increased or decreased blood flow. And then it potentially could be hormones as well, hormone related. So like my wife, you know, I've spoken about this in the past. She suffers from, you know, migraine headaches, and we've been able to manage those with, you know, some medications and some physical therapy and manipulation. But typically the first two are going to respond the best to conservative treatment, okay? The tension type headache or the cervicogenic headache. And when I say conservative treatment, some things that I'm, you know, I'm talking about are physical therapy, chiropractic, massage therapy.
You know, I have some background with this myself. For the longest time, I had a headache in the back of my head. Sometimes people associate it with their forehead area. But the back of my head I was just experiencing headaches all the time. And so I started examining areas there. And of course, I was guilty of checking out Dr. Google. Turns out, after a while and after getting it checked out, my posture was all bad when I was sitting. That's what was causing the head pain.
Exactly. And so you might have kind of a, you know, you likely had a blended cervicogenic or tension type headache. And so posture relates, you know, it's going to result in, you know, we're going to compensate. We've talked about that in, you know, previous segments. But when we compensate, we're going to have to develop tightness likely in our upper trapezius or upper traps. That shoulder region works up through the neck, and kind of all those muscles attach at the base of the skull. So if you could imagine, Scott, like if I have a rubber band anchored to the wall and I'm constantly pulling on that rubber band, well, it's potentially going to cause some stress to that anchor point, okay? The same thing is happening, you know, with those muscles where they originate or insert right at the base of your skull. There's quite a bit of tension. So the first thing that I would suggest is mobilization or massage to the muscles, okay? Reduce the tension and the tightness, hopefully. But long term, we need to focus on stabilizing your neck, and then more importantly, focusing on your posture. I mean, there, like you'd mentioned, that's the cause of that issue, okay? And a lot of times we can manage these types of headaches without medications and just looking a little bit deeper and, okay, what do you do for a living? What do you not do? Do you not exercise? You know, do you have range of motion limitations and so forth? Because I would say the most common treatment modalities or types that we're going to use for the first two headaches are going to be mobilization, okay, or manipulation. We're going to try to get something moving again, whether it's soft tissues, joints, whatever they may be, okay? We also may use some passive modalities like muscle stim. We might recommend ice and heat. And then lastly, we're going to focus on progressive type exercises, okay? Where are you weak? And we want to make sure we stabilize those structures.
You know, when I received that diagnosis, I was embarrassed / very relieved. I was embarrassed because of my posture. You know, I was sitting so strangely at the desk, but very relieved that it was just some chiropractic work and that took care of it.
Sure. And that's a very good point because, you know, I would say some things to look out for. You know, if you have dizziness, okay, severe localized type headaches, you know, to one region, okay, vomiting, nausea, those types of things could potentially be a little bit more serious. And so I just wouldn't write some of these things off. And so if you have obviously an acute or quick type headache, I would get your tail to, you know, the ER or your physician and get that checked out. Typically what they might do is they'll examine you, might maybe do a CT or an MRI to make sure that there's nothing going on. Obviously we want to rule out nasty lesions, stroke related type events and so forth. So, you know, just a lot of us have just the, you know, like you said, the common type, you know, just mundane headache. But if we think there's something a little more serious going on and you've developed some of those other symptoms, I definitely would get it checked out.
You never know what may be causing the pain and discomfort you're feeling. That's why it's best to seek care from a team of professionals with a wide array of expertise and training. Contact Tulsa Spine and Rehab today at 918-743-3737.